This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Teachers in Colorado say they're tired, underpaid, and they're leaving the classroom in record numbers. That's the assessment in the 2026 State of Education Report from the Colorado Education Association. It's based on a survey completed by teachers. Kevin Vick is president of the CEA. He says while salaries have increased, they're still well below what they consider a living wage here.
Any gains that we might have seen in salary for educators has been quickly eaten up by increases in healthcare costs.
The report highlights how the pressures are stacking up all at once. Political pressure, big class sizes, mental health needs, and the amount of administrative work that teachers are juggling. In Adams County, officials are scrambling to keep the water drinkable. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on their concerns.
The South Adams County Water and Sanitation District is suing Denver, accusing the city of contaminating the water with forever chemicals. The claim? The Denver Fire Department has used a polluting foam product to extinguish fires at a training facility and allowed it to enter the water supply. The Adams County District says local water is drinkable, but it spent tens of millions of dollars diluting and treating it. The county hopes to recoup expenses from Denver. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A lawyer for the former Mesa County clerk who's in prison says she may face an assault charge after a scuffle. Video from over the weekend shows Tina Peters in a dispute with another inmate. The 70-year-old appears to escalate the confrontation, but her lawyer says the video did not capture everything. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence for providing unauthorized access to voting machines to try and prove voting irregularities in 2020. This is CPR News and KRCC.